Our thought today is this: dealing with difficulties. Dealing with difficulties. We all know what it's like to find ourselves in the midst of difficulties. And difficulties can vary greatly. When the Lord laid this message upon our heart, He began to speak to us about two different types of difficulties, yet they are difficulties just the same. Now, dear friends, we say that to say this. We have no idea what you may be going through today, but I do know that the Lord knows. And you may be going through circumstances and difficulties that may be shaking you to your very core. But rest assured of this, God knows and He understands. When the Lord spoke to us about this, I thought about the difficulties that we have in pastoring a church. One of the difficulties is whether or not to cancel a service. We pace the floor. I feel like one of the children of Israel. I murmur a lot, complain a great deal. And that may not seem like much to you, but to me, it is a great difficulty. You ever get upset with a weatherman or a weatherwoman or weather person? Every time they would say that a storm was heading this way, I would just cringe. But you know something? God is faithful. God is good. And He blesses us. And He helps us. And He enables us to face and to get through the difficulties that we face in this life. So my prayer is today, and the Lord's message for you today, that if you're going through difficulties, if you're going through something that is very difficult, know today, dear friends, that the Lord God Almighty, He is faithful. He's faithful. If you have your Bibles, would like to turn with us today, look, if you will, at the book of Proverbs, chapter 24. This is part one of our message, dealing with difficulties. Solomon's Proverbs are divine sayings of wisdom that we today can embrace and apply to our lives and see spiritual meanings that helps us face the trying times that comes upon all of us in this walk of life. In Proverbs chapter 24, begin reading in verse 30 and conclude at verse 32. I went by the field of the slothful, and by the vineyard of the man void of understanding. And lo, it was all grown over with thorns and needles, and covered the face thereof. And the stone wall thereof was broken down. Then I saw and considered it well. I looked upon it and received instruction. Dear friends, when the Lord led us to this passage of Scripture, our heart and our mind began to envision how that someone had came upon a field that was covered in weeds. I tell you today, dear friends, the Lord would have us today to step out into the high weeds this morning. And I believe believe that that's so very important today, because I can tell you, when you face the high weeds, when you face the uncertainty, the difficulties can arise and get great before you. But when I looked here at the Proverbs, and the Lord began to speak to our heart, He began to show us how that this person had went up to this field, had seen how it was all in disarray. But I can tell you, if you look very closely at these three verses, this person never turned and departed and walked away. No, this person began to face what was before him. And I tell you today, dear friends, the difficulties that you're facing this life, you may have a desire to run and flee from them. But I can tell you today, you must press on, because I can tell you on the authority of God's word that the Lord will bless you. He will help you and enable you and bless you to see yourself through. I want you to know, my friends, that the Lord God Almighty has a for us to get through the difficulties that we face in this life. And I pray today that if you're finding yourself in the midst of trial and hardship and the difficult times are about you, look to the Lord to help you and praise His name, instruct you. You find there in this passage of Scripture, in which it is that we just read, where that this man looked upon the overgrown field before him. He began to speak about the slothful, how that those that were the caretakers of this place were lazy and neglected it. He, like we, looked and considered his situation. But notice there in verse 32, he said, "Then I saw and considered it well. I looked upon it and received instruction." I tell you today, if you will look at the difficulties and the circumstances that's causing discomfort and put your faith and trust in the Lord, not only will He be there for you, but He will instruct you, He will help you, and bless you. Praise God to get where you need to be. God instructed this person that was facing much in way of difficulty. Dear friends, I want you to know, the Lord will instruct you. He will help you. He will bless you. And He will guide you in the midst of your difficulty. You might say, "Brother Lynn, I've got this." I tell you, my friend, if you believe in your heart that you've got it, I can rest assured of this in knowing I've got you. I'm a firm believer that we can't do it on our own. But praise be to God, we can do it through and by Him. How many of you have been in a situation, maybe working around the house or being somewhere where you have faced some high weeds, and you knew that they needed to be dealt with? But if you're like me, when you see high weeds that you got to venture through, what do you think? I look at it and I say, "That could be a little snaky." Not only could it be a little snaky, but it probably has chiggers. It probably has ticks. It probably has all the things that I don't want to deal with. But I can tell you, it's a must that we press on. It's a must that we do what's needed to be done so it can be cleaned up. And praise God, go on. Go forward. I can tell you that Satan likes no nothing any better than bogging you down, distracting you, hindering you, depressing you, because he is a master of deceit and deception. And if the difficulties has got you held at bay, he will put all that he can in your life to hold you where you are. Difficulties has a way of stifling our progress. Now, this gentleman that came upon the field of the slothful man, he could have ventured back from where he came. He could have faced this difficulty and said, oh, it's just too big for me. How many of us have faced things in life that we have said, it's just too big for me? The dangers, the risk, it's just too great. It's difficult, it's hard. Notice what happened here. The Bible says that as he peered upon it, as he looked upon it, what happened? The Lord gave him instruction. I tell you today, my friends, that the Lord God Almighty has a desire to give us instruction. He has a desire to grow us in the midst of these difficulties so that we today can get and do what's needed to be done. If you're not today quit at the very first of a difficulty, we all could testify and say today we would go nowhere. Why? Life's hard. Life is difficult. Very difficult. It's very hard. In fact, life can be challenging. And the high weeds of problems seem to grow overnight. And I can tell you, you can go here, you can go there, you can go most anywhere and find difficulties and see people that are going through trying times. But I tell you, just as Solomon had penned this proverb, I tell you today, on the authority of God's word, he will not only bless you, but he will instruct you. He will speak to your heart. He will speak to your heart through his word, through the ministry of others, through the willingness of succumbing to his will, not our will. None of us like to go through difficulties. None of us like to face the unknown. None of us like to deal with things that pose harm and difficult times. None of us do. Sometimes we have to go through these difficulties. And I began to think about these trials of life that we face are opportunities to show God's faithfulness. Because I can tell you, if you're willing to stay the course and keep the faith, the Lord will instruct you and, praise God, help you. He is our present help in time of trouble. And this man who witnessed the goodness of God, no doubt the instruction of the Almighty blessed him tremendously. You say, Brother Lynn, will the Lord instruct me? Oh, yes, he'll instruct you. He knows your difficulties. He knows your circumstances. He knows every facet of your life. And praise his glorious name. He is willing and he's able. I don't know about you, but when I looked at this passage, I thought about someone who was no doubt overwhelmed when he seen this that laid before him. Some of us today may be overwhelmed when we see what is facing us tomorrow. Some of us may be overwhelmed because of the difficulties that's going on in one's life. I tell you, my friend, look to the Lord. Put your faith and trust in God. He will instruct you. He will help you. And praise God, He'll bless you. Part two of the message today. Turn with us, if you will, to the Gospel of Mark, chapter number 1. Dealing with difficulties. In Proverbs, we see where that God gave instruction. In Mark chapter 1, we find a person that is dealing with difficulties, and the Lord acted in a very unique and a different way. In the Gospel of Mark, in chapter number 1, we begin reading in verse 29 and read down through verse 31. And forthwith, when they were come out of the synagogue, they entered into the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. Simon's wife's mother lay sick of a fever, and anon they tell him of her. And he came and he took her by the hand, and lifted her up, and immediately the fever left her, and she ministered unto them. Oh, friend, when I began to focus upon this difficulty, I thought about this woman, this mother-in-law, Simon Peter. The Bible teaches us that she lay sick with a fever. I want you to know from someone who's experienced a fever can be most a fever can take its toll in one's life. A fever can drag one down and make one feel terrible. A fever can take you out of the equation of doing things. But a fever has a benefit. You might say, Brother Lynn, what's the benefit of a fever? A fever tells the body that something is wrong. When that fever came up on that woman, what did they do? They went to the Lord. They went to Jesus Christ. At the end of the service, they came to the Lord and they spoke to Him about Peter's mother-in-law. And what did the Lord do in the midst of her difficulty? He did then what He'll do today. He went to her. I tell you today, dear friends, you may be suffering with a spiritual sickness, the fever of trial may be upon you and running high, but I tell you, on the authority of God's living, breathing in our word, He'll come to you, He'll help you, and praise God, if it's in His will, He'll heal you. You see, when they came to the Lord, the Bible uses that word, forthwith. I like that. You know why I like that? Because there in the Greek, that means something. That means immediately. That means that when the trial that had faced this family had came to the attention of Jesus Christ, He didn't dawdle around. He didn't put it off. He immediately came on the scene. And I tell you today, if you'll look to Him, if you'll call upon Him, He will immediately be on the scene. And He knowed the difficulty. He knowed the situation. He knowed all that was going on that very day. And yet, in the midst of all the pain and the sickness that was there, Jesus went to the bedside of this sick woman. In the very midst of her difficulty, He came. I say that to say this: at the very height of your woe and your trouble and your hardship, you can rest assured that the Lord, He'll come to you. That's what comforts me. And when I face difficulty, not only does He give me instruction, Brother Joey, He comes to me. He stands by my side in the midst of the heartache, in the midst of the pain, in the midst of the uncertainty. My Lord, He is there. Did He just stay there and stand? No. No more than He does today. Not only did He come to her, but the Bible tells us something that just blessed my heart. Look, if you will, at verse 31 of Mark chapter 1. And He came and He took her by the hand. There's something about that divine touch. It's special knowing He's there. Oh, it's reassuring knowing that He's there. But I tell you today, you just can't describe it how important that it is when you can feel the touch of God. Jesus came. And no doubt, all of the house was joyous when the Messiah came. But the woman, no doubt, was probably so sick, so out of sorts because of the high fever, she probably just was not herself. But what changed everything was when He took her by the hand. The Lord's touch not only brought encouragement, but the Lord's touch, it brought healing. I tell you today, not only will God touch you as He did in Proverbs, but He will come to you as He did in the Gospel of Mark. And not only that, dear friends, He'll take you by the hand. He'll bless you and praise His glorious name, help you in the midst of difficulties. The difficulties can range and vary in many ways, from spiritual high weeds to spiritual sin sickness. But no matter the degree of difficulty, the greatness of the trial, the Lord is faithful. You may be suffering with a difficulty today that your neighbor over here may not. This neighbor over here may be suffering with a difficulty that you can't even comprehend. And this brother or sister may be dealing with something that is just too big for them and they just don't know what to do. Whether you're facing the high weeds of doubt and trial, or you're laying flat on your back, spiritually sick with a high spiritual fever, the Lord will instruct you. He'll come to you. And He'll touch you. You say, well, where do I get instruction? In His Word. How do I know He's here? Well, the Bible says where there are two or three are gathered in His name, He's in our midst. Do you know what stirs your heart? It's when He touches you. It's wonderful to know He's here. But oh, how glorious it is when He touches the heart and He moves and He leads and He guides and He directs despite the difficulties we face. Many of us, when we face difficulties, we just want to curl up and isolate ourselves. The devil loves to be able to feed on your difficulties. The devil loves to feed on your doubts and on your fears. Satan loves to get you down and out of spiritual sorts. But dear friends, I got news for you today. The one who loves us, cares for us, and gave Himself for us, He will instruct us. He will come to us and praise His glorious name. He will touch us. He'll do whatever it takes so that you and I can overcome
the difficulty. Overcome what was holding us down and blessing our hearts so that we today can get through. You say, Brother Lynn, what example do we have of that? Dear friends, as I look around this house of prayer today, I believe I can see that we all are examples of how that God has guided us through difficulties that we have faced in this life. You know what blessed my heart when we were studying and looking at this passage? The Lord reminded me of Hebrews 13 and 5, where the Word says that He never leaves us, nor does He forsake us. God knows what we need. The Lord knows exactly how long we stood before those high weeds. The Lord knows how sick we've been because of the besetting of sin. The Lord knows. You say, how does He know? He's here. We sometimes fail to think about this, but He knows more about us than we know about ourselves. He's with us today. So if you're facing a difficulty, if you're facing something that is about to overwhelm you, or you're suffering from something that has got you spiritually bedridden, the Lord wants to touch you today. He wants to touch you today. He wants to bless you today. And praise His glorious name, He wants to help you today. Let's stand to your feet.